Okay.
Asher ish asiri. Okay? Asher ish asiri. She'ein ro'oi. Okay? Limnois ha'agdomois. Like the achonois, those things which make the mitzvah possible. They are prelude to the mitzvah, and they're necessary for the mitzvah. Okay? Now, the proper translation over here probably should be le'eze tachlis mena tachliois, or le'tachlis mesuyemis, where it's even better. Hashehen, they're for a particular tachlis, okay? Each word over here doesn't make any sense, okay? So let's just get started before we get okay. Now, I'll talk about this a little bit more later, Bli Neder, as we go further. First, maybe I shouldn't get to what the Ro'i means later, because you have to understand what we're talking about, and then we'll decide what the Ro'i means, okay? So, L'tachlis me'tachliyos, or L'tachlis m'siyemis, or whatever it is you'll see, and we'll see that clearly in Sherishud Aleph of Mitzvah Hashem, that a tachlis is ki'ilu the purpose of a mitzvah, okay? So, even if a mitzvah has many chalokim, if it's for one general purpose, for example, he talks about the begodi yufluma mitzera, or begodi the tome tome yikra, the sof miyate, the tome tome yikra. So it's all for the purpose of heke mitzera. So the mitzvah, the tachlis is the mitzvah. So these are preparatory stages for the mitzvah. So those preparatory stages, and that's the important thing which he's going to point out, even though they're tzivuyim, and they fit all the general categories of what a mitzvah is, it's not a mitzvah because it's not the tachlis, okay? So here, if I ask you, can you imagine counting the achonis for the mitzvah or not? You could have imagined such a thing, right? So here the ro'oi l'chayim means, even though it's logically possible not to do it the other way, but the appropriate way to do it is to assume that not mean a mitzvah. Because see, he used the same Arabic word later in a way that I would assume you don't have those two options. Okay? If we get there. Okay? So that's the tachlis musuyemis is the peculiar mitzvah that we're talking about, and these are hachonis, the prelude to the mitzvah. Okay. Now, pomim yovo tzivuyim batera. Okay. Here, the word tera is real. It's the Rambam's word. Okay, he wrote it in transliteration. He wrote it in Arabic with Hebrew letters. Okay, and here Torah is really there. Okay, pomim yovo tzivuyim batera, ein oisa tzivuyim heim hamitzvah. Okay, see here. Okay, here the word hamitzvah is also the mitzvah is real, and he writes al, which is in the Arabic the hey idea. Avo heim hakdomois laseis hamitzvah. They're not the mitzvah, but they're prelude to the mitzvah. So here, this is very confusing. If I would see, What is one with the hey idea? Hamitzvah. So eight prayer you assume is only one option. Either you count the Hagdomers, or you count the Tachlis, which is what the words seem to say. Okay? And he says you shouldn't count that, but you should count this. Okay? Ki'ilu, okay, that's what we have so far, okay? Ki'ilu, hu misapir, eich ro'oi shita'aseh mitzvah. Okay, just what is it? Another trim. No, this, I need this one more thing here. Okay, good, okay, so just see you. So thank you. I just need the page, okay? I don't know. Yeah, the ki'ilu is that they also in kapach also. You see, the ki'ilu is a little bit odd. It's a strange, odd, it's an odd word. Ki'ilu hu misapir. It's not ki'ilu. He actually is. You know, I don't know what the ki'ilu means. Okay? I don't know what that means. Ki'ilu hu misapir eich roi shetasa mitzvahi dimyon omru the dogma, okay? V'lokachta v'omru v'kachta seiles v'chulei. Okay? Ki hu eno roi shiyimna l'kichas aseris asiyosei lechem mitzvah ava nimna omnom hu omroi v'nesate ala shucha lechem aponu v'monai tomit. Okay? So, what do you mean eich roi shetasei mitzvah? Do you have various options of how to do the mitzvah? It's the only one, right? So, how could the word roi over here be the same as the roi before? It's a little bit odd. But the chur from the context over here, the it's roi means it's basically how you have to do the mitzvah. It's not our, it's not, right? Correct? Okay. So the chur should be, it shouldn't have been aimed eich roi, it should have been eich tzoch lasas a mitzvah, okay? So, you know, even if it's the same Arabic word, usually the rule of thumb, that's what I've learned, is the context. And the context over here, l'chere, is it should be ki'ilu eich tzoch shetase a mitzvah. Hayi, dimyon omroi, v'lokach v'seres, v'afisa rai. That's a posik, okay. This posik is an emo, okay. Ki eno roi shiyimne. So this eno roi could be either way. You know, it could be. It could be. You have logic. It's the same eno roi at the beginning of the shirish, correct? Of the way you form it. Ki hu eno roi shiyimne l'kichas aseres mitzvah v'yasios alechem mitzvah. Okay. So here, he's going against the grain of what he said before. You shouldn't say that each one of these hachonas are separate mitzvahs, correct? Lekichas aseiles mitzvah, v'asiyas asiyas alechem or afiyas alechem. I don't know what the asiyas alechem means exactly. Aval animne omnom hu. The Omroi, v'nasata ala shulchan lechem ponim l'fonai tamid. Hine a mitzvah, hi omnom lihiris alechem tamid l'fnei Hashem. That's the mitzvah is.
V'yachalkach.
That's in Parshas Truma. Okay. V'yachalkach in Parshas Emo. Sipe ech yiye zeh alechem. Uima yiye. I don't know what the difference between the two is. Ech yihye, umima yihye. So, okay. I guess ech yihye are the various maisim and the ingredients, I guess. We have to know what we're talking about, okay? Okay. The oma shuhu yihye miseles. Okay. That's from what it should be. Okay. V'yiyu shtei mesrei chalos. And that's how it should be or whatever it is. Okay. V'al derech ze be'atzmoy. Then he goes on to other things. Okay. So this seems very innocuous and nothing happened. Correct? Now, let's go. Here, so we have the steel anyway, we don't know what's exactly happening. Because L'chere here, he's ready to count the various that as the L'kichas Asoiles and the Afiyas Alechem as separate mitzvahs, if you were to count the Akdomas, correct? Right?
Again, if you count Akdomas, why aren't they separate mitzvahs?
I said they could have been. But at the beginning he says, Ein oison, they're in plural, right? Heim hamitzvah. What's hamitzvah? There's more than one? Or he's talking about mitzvah in the more generic term? He's not referring to the particular over here. I'm just saying there's a problem just reading it. I have no problems. You can go anywhere you want. But Menei Ubei, if he's serious about HaMitzvah, there's something strange going on over here. Unless HaMitzvah means the more generic term. Yeah, but Ein HaTzivuyim Heim HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah means the Tachlis, and there can only be one. So the word HaMitzvah later, when he says Ein Lo Shetaseh HaMitzvah Hi, the mitzvah, service mitzvah, the asiyas alechem mitzvah.
That's achonos.
Yeah, but he calls it mitzvah. What's the word mitzvah means? So unless he learns the before he's working with the word hamitzvah is atah. No, see, asher he starts in roy limnos agdomos asher heim letachlus meletachlus. So we don't know what the word mitzvah. The mitzvah means the tachlus in the beginning. Okay? So I guess HaMitzvah means the Tachlis at the beginning. And they are not the Mitzvah, and that really saying over the Sherish at the beginning again. Right? This is Tachlis, right? Shein Roy, Limitzibuim, Heim HaMitzvah, they are not the Tachlis. But the Akdomas are the Tachlis, okay? And if you don't look at the Tachlis as the litmus test of how to do it, you could have counted each one of the Achonis as separate mitzvahs. Then the word mitzvah, what he's not using with Heyidiyah, is now referring to the Tachlis, but it's talking about an imaginary count, which you would have had, okay? So, if I'd ask you, to open up the Rambam in Tzvi Musafim in the Prati HaMitzvos, can you imagine the Rambam writing in Tzvi Musafim that mitzvah, the test, the mitzvah test is la'aseis lechem aponim? Okay, that's what he says. Okay, l'cheira, you would assume it's just the opposite of the shirish. Because he counts the asiya. No, that's amazing, no? I didn't see anyone ask the question. But, you know. Okay? So that lechid is amazing. You know, it's my mission, like, you know, you can't imagine something so, you know. So then, okay. So let me just read you something. Is that okay so far? So in Kiyas Sefer, in Hilchos Tevilin Musafim, La'aseis lechem haponim ulisadroi b'chol yoyim Shabbos lifnei Hashem before Yom Shabbos Hashem v'heichol tichsiv b'yom haShabbos ya'achenu. That's what he says. He says La'aseis lechem haponim ulisadroi b'chol yoyim lifnei Hashem Beheichal, Tichsiv, Biyom HaShabbos, Biyom HaShabbos, Yachenu HaKrim. Okay? So, L'chayre is, he explains the Rambam's literal construction. Slav Lechel Sadre, okay? So then, it ends up, or Lasa, like it says, Lasa Lechem, Kachol Kosovo Parsha. It means the whole thing. Let's even accept that. But if you accept that, that still is not the shirish over here. The shirish over here, the Akdomas, are not in it at all. And here he's ready to say there's a conglomerate of the Akdomas plus the Tachlis. Which basically reflects the Alochs Gedolos. Because the Alochs Gedolos counts Lechem Aponim in Parashis, and the Parashis is Parashis Lechem Aponim. So I would assume it's the Asi Osoi, the Kichas Asoilis, and etc., etc., etc. So the whole Shevish over here, and the Ram, the Protei Mitzvah, is amazingly difficult. You see, in all the other places, we'll see later, it's okay. There's no problem. But the Prote Mitzvahs, there's a problem, okay? And even in Mishneh Torah, in Perikei, it's also okay. That's okay. There's nothing to do with it. So, you know, it's very odd to write Prote Mitzvahs, which are the exact opposite of what he said in the Shrushim, okay, and the Nusach of all the time you mention the Mitzvah in other places, L'chor works very well, works in tandem with the Shrushim, which is a little bit odd, okay. So, you know, April, you know, we don't know what's going on here, but, how serious could this line be when it's, it's very confusing, okay? You see, but the option of counting the Hagdomis as a mitzvah and the mitzvah itself as a separate mitzvah is not here. The Rambam basically is saying is that the Hagdomis are not part of the mitzvah, they're prelude to the mitzvah, okay? In the Halachos of Doilus is ready to say that it's all together, and that's the impression you get in the Prote mitzvahs. It's all one conglomerate, okay? The one money mitzvahs, Kadmoinim, this Rabbi Yochanan Perlau quotes in Minyan Shishim B'Chamesh Parshiyos, Parshim Mem Vav Mem Zayin, Elishu Re'isi, Gam B'Hashoros, Horash Ibn Gabriel, Zal, Shigam Kein Mona Mitzvah Lechem Aponim Shnei Pomim, Medivir Rash Bet Zal, Mizboi Shem Mekavaros B'Zeh Limnois, Maisa Lechem Aponim Tnei Atzmoi, Vilsim Lekach Tasele Zirafisa, Vizui Kavaros Mashikosim, V'lechem anit kan. Kloima lasis lechem kischum utchuna haruye kefi yamuvu v'ko. Okay. V'hu milosh v'techen levenim. Pile of parash. Okay. Then he continues. V'tchun v'san levenim. V'sida lechem al shukha mitzvah v'ni atzmar. V'ze shekosev. V'ashban v'shmosh v'mguil. Achkach v'sheish ha-malochois haynu ha-mitzvah sadeh v'yom ha-shabbos l'alechem shtei malochois shel sheish sheish v'chze samto isom v'chule v'ayin shom. Okay, b'dvorov he writes something about the v'vlaz ha-zokein z'al b'zev, and that's what it is. So you have all these options. Okay, this is clearly what the Ram is writing against, to count them separately, okay? But what he's doing exactly in Mishnah Torah and the Pratim, we don't know, and the Bahag is ready to count them as a conglomerate. Now, in the original Ksav Yad, when he quotes the Pasuk, he writes only Lokach the Silas Vachule. And some people, when he's referring to other parts of the Pasuk, because there's only one of the Achonis, he's talking about many, because he talks later about Asiyos Alechem. Lekichas Aseres Mitzvah Vesis Alechem. So he's certainly referring to more than the, what he writes, but that's why he writes B'chulet. Okay. Now, even though there are dinim in the Hachonis, and it's a tzivui, that's not enough to make it into mitzvahs. For example, there's a din in Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, Loshin Oison Achas Achas Balechem Aponim V'Oifen Oison Shtayim Shtayim. Okay. See, here is like, you know, if you excuse me, it's a logical flip of Shulano. Because you remember, we said that the Shulano, even though it's not a tzivui, but you found it, find the Torah Shebiksav, and the Torah explains it, so that makes it a mitzvah, it's not a tzivui, which is counterintuitive to the whole Shere Shmini. And here, it's just the opposite. It is a tzivui, and the Torah talks about it, but there's kilu, this Shere Shafka, that if it's only Akdama, it can't be. See, here logically, it's the Torah talking about, you don't even need that there's a tzivui. Okay? The Pasha Sheretz could be, this could also be, maybe. A Chai Chesed. Okay? Now, next. Now, we get into Gufei Torah. Okay? This is only, you know, this is the warm up. Now, also, there's something that Chaim Heller has in here, which before the he has key, he says shechetase mitzvah hahi dimyon. Ki who ain't over Shimna, ki who doesn't make any sense, and it's probably better just leave those words out. Or ain't over, or how he ain't over, ki who doesn't, it's not connected in the way the ki who would give you the expression, and look how you'd want to knock that out. Now, here's where Gufei Torah comes in. What is the mitzvah in the Torah of Lechem Apon? Which pasuk did you derive it from? So I ask you, and you look over here in the Sheresh, it's very clear you derive it from the pasuk in Parshas Truma, correct? Right? V'nasata ala shulchan lechem ponu lefonei tamid, correct? It's not the pasuk in Parshas Emor. B'yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Ya'achenu lefnei Hashem tomid. Meis b'nei Yisrael b'Yisraelim, correct? Because that tzivui is after the Hakdomos. And the Rambam, for some reason, I don't know what he wants this for. He says the Torah mentioned the tzivui, and then it mentioned V'achach Siber. It's a kind of mice. I don't know. See, I'm confused about what the purpose of this is, because it could have been the opposite way also. And well, it's necessary. I'm just telling you, not because it's important. Maybe it's not important, but he's just telling you the way it happens to be. He says, "V'yachakach." So it's just a, he's just telling you that's the way it is. I don't know. Okay? Okay. Now, here's where the problem starts. Oh, this is okay. He does the same thing also, what's it, in Mia Kotzer, Mitzvah Sechov Zayin. Lahazdir lechem ulevoy lefnei Hashem b'chol yoyim b'chol Shabbos shneim v'sata al shulchan lechem ponim. Okay, chaymiya mitzvus asay kuf chav zayin he shetivonu lahasim lechem ponim lefnei Hashem tomid v'amroy v'sata al shulchan lechem ponim lefnei tomid v'kva. Your data, Loshanatero, Losim, Lechem, Cham b'chol Shabbos, Shiyeimo levoina, v'yochlu hakohanim halechem shenase b'Shabbos. Nachlo Shabbos hakodem. So he's quoting basically the pasuk in. He's referring to without quoting the pasuk in Emor, correct? Mitzvah say Chof Zayin. I'm sorry, I didn't say Chof Zayin.
I said Chof Zayin. Sorry.
Chof Zayin. Sorry, Chof Zayin. So, okay, you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, L'chayru, what he's trying to say, he's not even quoting the pasuk, that it fits into the categories of Shavuos Chi. That it's nichpa lahashlim din, because we wouldn't know that it's on Shabbos, we wouldn't know, right? We wouldn't know it's on Levoina, right? Correct. But the pasuk in Parshas Emor is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Parshas Truma, and if the tzimah in Parshas Emor is nichpa lahashlim din, midin ya mitzvah. However, the Rambam in Tamil Musafim quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Emor is the mitzvah. Okay? Now it becomes interesting. Perikei Vilus Tamil Musaf Maloch Aleph Mitzasei L'sadi Lechem Aponim b'chol yom Shabbos al ha'shulchan lifnei Hashem beheicho shenemal b'yom ha'Shabbos b'yom ha'Shabbos yalchenu. Derech agav mitfusim, it says kohen. No kohen in the pasuk, there's no kohen in Frankel either. And the mitfusim happened to make there. They're trying to edit the Torah. Okay. So, however, this difference you only find in Lechem Aponim. Because when it comes to Alokas Neiris, it's the Kor and Pash Tzava, both in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvah in all the places. And also, he doesn't quote. There's no in Mishneh Torah doesn't quote the pasuk in Parshas Emor for Alokas Neiros Michutz leFroiches Hoedus Beol Moed Yal Chosei Aron Me'er Vaybreik Lifnei Hashem Tomit Chukazon Vador Seicha, which is Alokas Neiros. Okay, so there he doesn't change. Lechem Aponim change. So that's the issue, okay? So, I want to tell you what I would say, okay? What's the issue over here? What's going on in this pasuk? What's going on? Why did he change? What did he change? Okay. You know, I can imagine he's machmir do it over here because he wants to be akach sipur, but I don't understand what the purpose of the Seder is, okay? I'll tell you a story. Okay, nice story. I'll tell you a conversation which I had with the Rav Chaim Lavrocha. It's a very nonchalant conversation. I was walking. I usually, when I used to go back in Maria, I used to sit in the back of the car in the back seat. And here and there, you know, they ask questions here to the Rav. That was my opportunity to talk to the Rav, learning less when the other people were talking politics or other things, whatever. Okay, you know, it was very interesting rides. Okay, and there were some things which he said, which were amazing, which I don't even have a quote, or whatever. But here, okay, and so I'm not out to publish a book on Sena Rena. And even if I do publish, I might like to publish things that he'd want me to publish. Okay? Let's say that. I asked him the following question. When it comes to my souls, the Ramban goes out of his way to say the lechem aponim were on the shulchan, and then there was something about Gomon and the bezichim on top of it. What's the scoop over here? Okay, so yes, I didn't ask the scoop at all. What is this? What's the issue here? So he told me, he told me the following. He said, that the lechem is a keel in the Gofer Shulchan. He said, Voraya, the Mishnah says in Menachos, in the Gemara, this is Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, Tfocho Shel Zeh, Kineged Tfocho Shel Zeh. Okay. And the Derech Agav, the pasuk in by the Masos in Bamidbar Daled pasuk Zayin, for lechem hatomid olav yihyeh, which is very reminiscent of this pasuk in Parshas Truma, correct? So that was the end of what he said. Okay, he didn't know that. So the emphasis in the Furush Tesefta. Tisefta Menachos Perek Yud Aleph Halachim Beis, that the lechem is a kium in the chefs of Shulchan, Eilu Moishchin Tefach, the Kohen, Vi Eilu Manichin Tefach, Tfochu Shel Zeh, Betech Tfochu Shel Zeh, Kidei Shelo Yolin B'loi Lechem. They should have yolin b'lech. What's the yolin on? It's the shulchan should be without lechem. So then, if that's correct, the din tamid is a din in the chefs of shulchan. Okay, and then it's very appropriate. It should be at the end of Parshas in Truma, in the Asiyas HaShulchan, that the culmination, part of the Chefs of Shulchan, or that the Chefs of Shulchan, is Mechayev Lechem Tomid. So then, you could say it's cholup chlau. It's not over here kefil. There's two separate halachas. The lechem before the tamid in Parshas Truma is a kiyum in the Gofer Shulchan. But the mitzvah, the deiros, that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. B'yom Hashabbos yachenu v'chulei. And that's the Rambam Mishnah Teira. So, if that's correct, it's mamash a very nice thing, okay? Okay, for papus hapast, okay? This is what I was wondering about. I thought it was a very interesting thing. I found in Ruchem Perla, or in his Bir in the Rav Sadigrin, in Minyan HaParashias, Shisha B'Shesh Parashias, in Parashah Nun Ches Nun Tes, he explains that Rav Sadigrin does not count Asiyas V'Sido Lechem upon him. Doesn't count it at all. Says Mishum Dehavi B'Chal Parashias Maisa Shulchan Shemon. He has a parasha called Maisa Shulchan. So there's no, it comes down, it's just the opposite. There's no mitzvah chal. It's the chapar of the Maisa Shulchan. It's an amazing thing. It is true, okay? This is very interesting. So in context of what I was talking about, this note is an amazing note. Then I would just add the following, okay? If you look there, he also has a parashas Maisa Keteres or parashas Maisa Shemen Hamo'or. Okay? But the parasha is not the parasha of Mizbach Keteres and Menorah. Okay? It's parashas Maisa Shemen Hamo'or and parashas Maisa Keteres. So that concluded everything from the Asiyah and not Loka. So then it's very clear, if you medayik in his Loshoy, that the Psadigun holds the Lechem upon him, and the Loka, and the Akhtos Keteres, the Chol Betz Misay Dinar, the Lechem is not a mitzvah chal, it's the Chayim Kim Lechetzer Shulchan. Whereas there's mitzvahs of... And that then, when you quote Maisa Shulchan, you're okay. And when you talk about Shemar Amor and Teres Asamim, Besei the Gomo. So it's Maisa this. Because Mamish, this, you know, he doesn't make this whole thing, but, you know, this point is amazing in context of this.
Could be because it's Tamid. Then it only happens once when you make the shulchan and put it there, and it doesn't change after that. It's that you have new loaves of bread each time to keep it fresh, but it's tamid in one state. Whereas the menorah, each time you're lighting, you know.
Yeah, I can't tell you. See, you know, you have to understand that the we don't, you know, it's not clear that the shulchan that in. You know, whether the Shulchan in Shlomo, I'm not getting involved, but the Shulchan Ezra, and during Chuban Abayi, it's a chase, you know, you understand. Okay, we're safe. Okay, now, okay, that I think is a valid point, you know. I was just trying, I was trying how to capsulize this, but, you know, when I asked him, it was a very nonchalant conversation. But looking back at it, you know, I think it's an amazing, amazing thing then. Okay? So you understand that the menorah, you know, you can throw in if you want, the menorah wasn't lit during Masos, the lechem, the tumid, that was there. Okay? Now we have that. Next. Okay, now. We still not finished yet. So, I just want to start. I'm just very slow, okay? When I talk about, he says now, Sipa ech yeh zeh alechem, imma zeh yeh, Okay? So when the Torah says, I just want to ask you something. When the Torah says, Lakach the Seles, so what would you assume he's supposed to do? So I would assume that the Trumas Halishka has to come and buy the Seles. By sailors, right? So there's a Mishnah Menachos about the minion of Nipui. So this one is 11, 12, this Te'alechem, and the Minchas Oimen, the last 13, 12, 11, Lecha Parum is 11, okay? So what is that? You know, so you bought it afterwards, you bought it before, you did it. So what's what's Lakach the Seles? In fact, he says, "Vi Omer Shu Yihye Mi Seles." So Lakachta, you see, the question is, Lakicha, is that serious? Is a lakicha v'yiyah miselus. Okay. That's l'chayu pirush l'kach the selus. Right? V'yiyah miselus. V'yiyu shtei mislechalus. Okay. The Rambam does say in Perek Dalet l'chushkolav alocha aliv that the lechma porim schalu say lechem upon it from Trumas Halishka. But it doesn't mean that you buy it. So this doesn't say that, okay? But it doesn't say you have to buy Solis Manupa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tvim Musafim, Perek Hei Alochavo, Ketzer Meisel Lechem upon him. Maybe Arbo of the Eschim Soim Chitim. Chorui in the Menachis. So Tois Lekach to say this. And Eret Vengen, there may be. So the maybe is Lechem. That's what they bought from Lechem. So what's Lekach to say this? And if you look at the Gemara, in Menachos, I have my base. Tono Abonon, Seles, Fiofiso, Iso, Melamed, Shiniknis, Shinikacha, Seles. Shinikas, Seles, Nikacha, Seles. And, and if you look at Teres Kohanim and the Gemara, they're taking it from Chitin is only B'dievet. Gemara Menachos I involve on the base. Tana Abonim. Seles v'yafisa isa melamed shnikha seles. Minayin shafilu chitin. Shafilu chitin. Tamuloy melakachta mikomoke. So l'chayu pashi moz l'chakachta l'chakicha l'chakicha m'seles. I'm stating that the Ram is just the opposite. It's just not stammer. What is the chadreis of dinim lekach the seles? What's going on here? Okay. Mishnah Menachos, ayin v'amun beis, hoy me nupa, b'shalosh esrei napa, Shtei alechem b'shtei mesrei v'lechem aponim b'yud aleph v'shimonoy v'lo hoylen kitzo el esuris mupo kol tzolkom. Didn't make a difference. You need esuris mupo kol tzolkom. So I would have said, according to the Rambam, that according to the Tanakhama, is l'chatchilo deraisa in the minyan shel nipui, your aleph. In other words, the Shimon says, there's no minyan, it's called tzolka. In the dinim, according to the Rambam, the Raisa dik dinim, we'll see. In the Nipur, this is your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel. Okay. And you need a chidish that's not likuva. But according to Rav Shimon, there's no din l'chatchila b'chal. Am Pirush B'Shnayis, Menoches, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, V'Sholosh Esrei Napos Elu, Hoi Nikve Kol Achas Yoseh Dakim, Min Hashniyah B'Hadroga, V'Da, Shim Loi Diktek B'Nipui, O Shle Hitzi Oimer, Misholosh Soyim, O Isoa Misoa, Kmo Shebeye B'Aloch HaKidemes, How is it possible? We ain't called ze el le mitzvah. The chayitz of the chayitz of the galachatchila. That you have to do this minion. Vein halocha k'rabi shimon. She'oime v'afil l'chatchila. Ein l'kach gvu mugbal. V'afil le mitzvah ein l'an kitzel. Okay, obviously you see there's a whole new world going on between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. The Chacham says, in Perek Hei, between the Musaf and Halacha Vav, v'keitzad ma'aseh lechem aponim, maybe abo v'yasim soyim chitin uruim menochais, v'shofen oisam, u'boitin bohen, k'shar chitin menochais, v'teichin oisam, ומנאפים מהן פי אחס עשרים נאפו עשרים ארבו ועשרים איסור וצוילס ועשרים מהן שתי עשרי חלויס לא נופו איסור פי אחס עשרים נאפו או שלא הציעו מעשרים וארבו עשויים חולו ונאס עשוילס מכל מקום כשאלס לא נאמו שום אלו אלא למצווה. So I don't know. Lulu the Mistafino, I would have said that the Braise in Menoches, the Teres Kohanim, Teres Lachatchila, Niknis, Seles, and B'dievet is Chitin, is Rav Shimon. Because the Dinin Nipui, there's no Dinin, the Braise Dikedinim in the Maisa. And I would have told you, okay, so it means that according to Rav Shimon, there's a Teres Mechadish, then there's a Chiddish, the Trumas Alishka, not only can buy Seles, according to Rav Shimon, but even Chitim, but the evidence caution. But according to the Tanakhama and the Pesach HaRambam, for lokach the seles is not the kinyan of seles. For lokach the seles is avo of the seles lelisha, and it's also included in it lokach the seles. I would assume it's the asiya of the seles lokach the from this chitin. You should some should hold it from shat b'chayra. You make it from this chitin, lakach the service of the din from Yudah of Napa. It's not much a whole different world.
So I would say the price is Rav Shimon, and the Ram is passing like Tanakama. And you understand yourself, is it mistabir that should be Dereisa Dinim in the Nipoy of Siris before Hektish buys it? That's the Nipoy. I would say that Sibyl does the Nipoy, and that's what's going on. So according to the Rambam, Lekicha Siris is a whole different Lekicha. So then, maybe the translation that he has over here, Shu Yiyye Miserles, is not so bad. Okay. Chesed, I'm not sure that you can do with that, but the whole discussion over here is very interesting. And the Ram is not the way you would have read it and you had not had this. Okay? Say that. Okay. So the Chav Yachach Sipe is telling you the Tachlis is Tomer Lifnei Hashem, and these are the way that the Akdomis that you make the Lech. So that is the beginning here. Now, it says, "V'al zeh haderech ba'atzmo, ein roi sheyimne omroi v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zoch, avo yimne lahalois ne tomid." Okay. Just derech agav, you understand from here, v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zoch, Lahal is near Tomid. Okay. So you understand the Seder here is the opposite, because the Achonis, right? Here there's an amazing thing. I guess I'll leave you with this, because generally, in the Torah, you see, the question is, can a mitzvah, is it tzivui, right? Okay. You know, the difference between a verb conjugated as an imperative, okay, and a verb in the infinitive form, okay? The infinitive, l'chel, is not an imperative, right? I searched through the Minyan mitzvahs, and I didn't find any of the mitzvahs that the mitzvah, at least the Minyan mitzvahs, the Minyan kotzer, as an imperative, okay? But I did find in Mitzvah Hay where the Ram has a nichpal ule ovdei b'chol levavchem mitzvah tefillah. So here he's making lahalis ne tomid. He's making it into the infinitive, making it into a tzivud, okay? That's the mitzvah. Okay? And the question is, maybe that's not so bad, because that's the tachlis. And if you have a tzivui, and you know what the tachlis is, the question is, is there something telling you that infinitives could be mitzvahs? Or is it only infinitive, which is a tachlis from a hakdomah? Which is something to think about, and I'll bid you a good job. Okay.